Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir, Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Daled. We already saw in the Flos Lab, we see Torah Hashem, Baruch Hashem. This is the third shir on this halacha. And again, based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, Agoin Reb David Zatzal. And now we have to be Miyashi, the Stich Lagabi Kfiyas Hamito, that it's Mashma, the Bavli, that a king is Chayiv in Kfiyas Hamito. In the Yerushalma, we see that a king is not. So we want to understand that discrepancy. So this Gemara that we saw in Moed Kodem Chof Aleph is very tamu, it's very difficult to understand. Because the Nidon of the Gemara is if David, when he ripped Me'umod, when he was standing, is that Me'ikar Hadin? Or is it a Milsa Yaseira? Is it from the strict letter of the law? Or did he do something not necessary? Did he do something extra? And the Gemara brings from the Pasuk Vayishkav Arza, and he wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita. And then the Gemara's Teretz is that Ke'ein Arza. I don't know, he was Kaifim Mitasai. So Taisa says, I don't understand. It's a sugya mishun. It's a modna sugya. It's Taisa Lashon, not my Lashon. I would never say such a thing. Taisa says, it's a strange sugya. Why? Because originally it says in the sugya that Milsi Yaseira Ovat, that when David HaMelech ripped Me'umad, he didn't have to. It was extra. It wasn't necessary. Because if you don't say this, then what's the Vayishkav Arza? That was also not necessary. Nishkabaritz is not necessary. But then the Gemara concludes, yeah, and if you sleep on the ground, you're not Yotzei de Kfiyas Hamita. Makashul Kfiyas Hamita. We're talking about Vayishkabaritz, whether something's unnecessary or not. It was. What does it mean? What's a Makayim Kfiyas Hamita? What's a Kashul? From the fact that he wasn't Makayim Dine Avelus, we see that he did a Milsi Yaserta Lahachmir Lasis Darvashena Mechuyavod. We see from this that he did something superfluous, that to be Machmir, the to do something he wasn't mechuyev in, ma keshil. So he wasn't mekayim kfiyas hamita. Ma ze kashul, whether or not lying on the ground was superfluous or not, was unnecessary. So Tosfos answers, Ein Sham and Tosfos, again, there's moed kotn chof aluf omud aluf, that he was kofim mitasoi. That what the Gemara means is, reading the Lashon of Tosfos, v'nuli d'hochi perishim v'lsi yisel tov, v'hochi nami kofim mitasoi v'shachav agabi karka. And so too, that now the Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara is he was kofim mitasoi, and he slept on the ground, he lay on the ground. Vim kein avad milsi yaserta, and that was superfluous. The lekel amemar v'shachav hanu kfiyas hamita, and you can't say that lying on the ground qualifies as kfiyas hamita, because then ayotzei de chovasim kfiyas hamita. Therefore, lying on the ground wasn't kfiyas hamita. And on that, the Gemara answers, no, kein arza. Not pshat that he lay on the ground. It's like he lay on the ground. He lay b'kfiyas hamita. He had the turned over bed. And that's how we. That's what David HaMelech did, and that wasn't superfluous. So to the kriyas habegodim. That's pshat in the Gemara. Vidol mizuamra afilu gavikarka lo yitzei de chovasa. And Rabbi Yechanan says shelo kiyam kfiyas hamita. When you lie on the ground, you're not mekayem kfiyas hamita. Even if you're koyfim mitaso, but you don't have to lie on the ground. That's not kfiyas hamita. That doesn't do kfiyas hamita for you. So the lying on the ground was superfluous. And the Gemara says, no, he really was kofim mitasa. So it's not superfluous. That's Tosfos. Aval das haRambam beperek dalad meilchot avel alacha tet shebiyom rishon mechuyav leishev agabe mita kfuya akfuya. That on the first day, a person is mechuyav to sit and Amita Kfuya. Perigdal Mirchosav Alachates. Ulefiza ain't makom the Terut Tosfot. Sharela Havimini Sheshava Gabea Karka, Lokiem David. Din Kfiat Amita. Umara Yamizeshi David Rav Milsi Aserta Bavelus. In other words, according to Tosfos in the Havamin of the Gemara, David HaMelech was Koyfim Mitasoi, and he was Yoshin Agapi Karko, which is a Milsi Yaseirta. So that's the Milsi Yaseirta according to Tosfos. So he did Kfiyas Hamita. And so he was Yotze Kfiyas Hamita, he did his Kfiyas Hamita, and the Shechiva Agapi Karko is a Milsi Yaseirta, because by Shechiva Agapi Karko, he's not Yotze Kfiyas Hamita, and there's a Kesha. That's Tosfos. But according to the Rambam, you actually have to be Yoshev Agabe Amita Kfuya. And therefore it comes out according to the Rambam that in the Havamin of the Gemara, not only did David HaMelech not Mekayim, wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita, he did less. It's not a Milsa Yisirta Ovad when he slept on the ground. It's a Milsa Betsirta Ovad like the Ritva writes. It's, he's doing even less because he's not Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita at all because he has to be actually Yoshev Reshechev Agabe Amita Kfuya. And he's not doing that. So according to Tais and the Havamina, so he did meet the Kfuya, and the Milsi Aseris, he's lay on the floor. But according to Tosfos, that according to the Rambam, that in order to be Mekayim the Din of Kfuya Smita, you have to actually be on the Mita. So how could it be that when he lay on the floor, he's doing a Milsi Aserta? It's not a Milsi Aserta, it's a Milsi Betzirta. He's not doing Kfuya Smita at all. And how is it possible that David HaMelech wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita? And the Gemara's Havamina. That he lay on the ground in the and not on the Mita. So we have to understand how the Rambam is going to deal with this Gemara. That David HaMelech wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita le'yuchal le'yot. And it's not a Milsi Yisilta, it's a Milsi Betzilta. Is in the Ritva and in the Ramban b'Toras Adam b'Lechem Mishneh. So it appears follows that shiny inyan kfiyas hamita mishar dinei avelut. That the inyan of kfiyas hamita is fundamentally different than other dinei avelus. Sheshar dinim, maze shar dinei avelut. Shar dinei avelut ze ech yitneheg ha'avel behanhagotav. How the Ovel should conduct himself. That's what an Ovel is. An Ovel has to conduct himself in ways of Avelus. Aval kfiyat hamita hareina la maase be'alma la'asot bebeit ha'avel bekfiyat hamita. It's a maisa. It's a pula. It's not conducting himself as an Ovel. It's doing a specific pu'ula that he's chayiv to do. And that's different than nihuge avelus. V'ayin b'ran b'perek gimel mo'ikotin simen ayin ches u'bir ragro yoyredeya simen shin pei zayin she'en ha'chova lishana ala mita kfuya ala kfiyat ha'mita ya chova. K'dom arlel toni bar kapol demus tukno asati b'chem v'osechem afachti. I gave that the Rosh writes in the bir ragro that the chov is not to sleep on a turned over bed. The chov is that the bed should be turned over. It's not a nihug avelus, it's a maise of kfiyas hamita. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that I gave you my most yukni, that would be created with Tzelem Elokim. And then you sinned, you turned it over. So you should also turn over your beds. It's a maise that you have to do, it's not an hoga, it's not conducting yourself as an ovel. It's a maisa avelus. It's a maisa that an ovel is chayv to do. Umehay taimim v'war ma shekatuv b'moed katan daf chaf amud bet b'meit chamiv. Once Shver dies, kaifim mitasa v'noigim avelus, she v'noig avelus with his wife. So since it says noigim avelus, why does it say kaifim mitasa? So now it's gevaldik. Because kaifim mitasa isn't an inyan of noigim avelus. It's tzvei bazunder ezachin. There's Kofi Mitasa, which is a Maisa that he's chayav to do. Maisa ba'al malasas bebeisa oval. And then there's the Noegi Ma'avelus. Shnei dvarim shonim. V'gemara mo'ed katan, tenu rabbanan, me'etai kofin et ha'mitot, mi she'etza mi'petach beito, devre Reb Eliezer, Rabbi Yedoimer, mi she'isosim ha'goylol. So, when you do kfiyas hamita, when you go out of the house, when the steam is hagolol on the mace. So this is a machloikes me'imosai cholo avelus. This is a machloikes when the avelus is chal. That's when they're chayving kfiyas hamita in Rambam, perakalf, melchot ever, halchabet. So if the machloikes is when the avelus is chal, so then why is it discussed this with legabe kfiyas hamita dafka? And the answer is that kfiyas hamita is not a hanhogas avelus. It's a chiyuv pe'ula hamischayev mehiyoisei ovel. It's something that an Ovel is obligated to do. It's not part of the Nihuge Avelus. It's an act that an Ovel is obligated to do, but is not him conducting himself as a mourner. It is an act that as a mourner he must do. Yishevdel dak, aval chashuv b'nehem. And the chiyuv is chal miyad kishechol alav dinevel. Mishumachi anosei lachalois. Shame. Aval hu al hadavar mitchayev la'asoto b'heyoto avel. So the topic here is, what is a person obligated to do when they become an avel? When they become an avel, what chiyuv pu'ula is there? Because when like Abishar and Hagos, it's not tali b'rega shechol of din avel. Shalzeh anidon matay o rega zeh. Anachnu tzim adat matay rega shel avelut. Ki yesh lo chiyuv lasot pu'ula mesuyemet. He has to do a certain pu'ula when he becomes an avel. And that's kfiyas hamita. Whereas the other anhagas aren't tolerating them. Oto rega. Chayavim kvar ba'otam anagot. And therefore we learn this legabe kfiyas hamita. V'gam mevu'ar kein midat ha-Rambam b'kfiyat hamita shebiyom rishon b'lvad chayav only on the first day he has to sit in a mita kfuya. And we don't find the dinei avelus that are miyuchot for yom rishon. Ayin b'kesef mishnah who it's tameya and Rambam minayin lo lechalik ben yom rishon l'shar yom imayin shom b'kesef mishnah. But based on what we said, even according to the Rambam, it's not a chiyuv manahogo leishev al mita kfuya that an ovel has to conduct himself by sitting on a mita kfuya, because then he would be chayiv all yemei avelus if that were the fact. Ela kanal hirak maase lakuf hamita. Ela shesover a Rambam shudin b'mita sheyoyishvim aleh. Atzu rak maase lakuf hamita. Umaise lokuf hamita, ela shesover a Rambam, shehudin b'mita sheyoyishvim aleha. So you have to do a maise kfiyas mita, but it has to be a mita in which you sit. Otherwise, it doesn't have a shame mita kfuya. It has to be a mita kfuya. It has to be a turned over bed, because that's the bed you actually sit on. And therefore, you have to sit on it. La shvuya, it is a shame shel mita kfuya. And if you sit on the first day, now it has a shame, mita kfuya. You did the pool, it's not necessary to sit in it the rest of the days. Because it's not an hogas avelus, which is chayv ol shiva. It's a pula that has to be done when there's a chalois avelus. So you did the pula. Now it has a shame, mita kfuya. Shalma Yisrael, you don't have to sit in it anymore. Now it has a din of a mita kfuya all 7 days. Because you have to do a pula on the first day to make it a mita kfuya all 7 days, and you did it. Umeata nirabi biyura sugya. במועד קטן בדף חף א', שעד הרב, הסוגיה הולכת לפי הירושלמי. אנחנו שאלנו על ה-discrepancy, על ההבדל, על החילוק בין הסוגיה שלנו לבין הירושלמי. בין ירושלמי, we saw המלך isn't חייב עם כפי הסמיתו, and in the Bavli we saw that המלך is חייב עם כפי הסמיתו. ומשום, שכיוון שביארנו שמלך יש בו שינוי בעצם דין אבלוסוי. What do we see about the melech? He has a difference in his din avelus, because his avelus is mugbeles ad persach ha-platrin shelo. Outside of the palace, he's not chayv in avelus, no din avelus. That's what we were marich lahazbir b'shnei ha-shiurim ha-rishonim. Al b'meila b'kfiyas ha-mito she'eino chiyuv hanaga אלא דין על האובל, כל שאינו אובל גמור, לק עליי חיוב לגבי. ובמילא כפייס המיטה, שאינו חיוב הנהגה, כפייס המיטה זנר חיוב הנהוג. It's a din on the oval that he has to do something. Remember, his avelus, his anhogas avelus, is mugbelas ad pesach haplatrin. אבל כפיוס עמית אינו חיוב הנובל, זה דין על העובל. כל שאינו עובל גמור, לך עליי חיוב לגבי. So if he's not an oval gomer, he doesn't have this chiyuv. So the king's hanhogas avelus is in the palace. But if he's not an oval gomer, he doesn't have the chiyuv of the mice of kfiyas hamita. Oshin omar shirak legabei hanaga sheyach hagbala. Then hog rak b'makom zeh v'lo makom zeh. אבל כפיוס המיטה שהוא חיוב פעולה לא שייך בו הגבלה למקום מסוים. ובעל כורחנו נחשבת הפעולה כפעולה בלתי מוגבלת. וזה נגד דין אבילוס ששמר שרק אבילוס מוגבלס. Remember, the king has a limited אבילוס. And כפיוס המיטה זה חיוב פעולה which isn't שייך ההגבלה to a specific place. And Hagar, you can tell me, knowing in a specific place. But if he has a chi of pula to do a specific mice, what does it matter where the mice is done? And therefore the pula is considered a pula bilti mugbelis, it's considered unlimited, and that's against the din avelus of a king. A king's avelus is by definition mugbelit, it's a limited avelus, as we've been discussing in the first two shiurim. And memela, how can we obligate him to do a pula bilti mugbelis? Either he's not an oval gomer, and therefore he's not chayv in this pe'ula. Or it's not shaykh because this is a his avelus is mugbelus, and this is a pe'ula bilti mugbelus. But lu yitzuyir b'melech avelut gemura, v'vaday nitchayev ha'melech gam b'kfiyas hamito. Lu yitzuyir by a king, that there be complete avelus, as b'vaday, the king would be mischayev, even in kfiyas hamita. Lu yitzuyir b'melech ba'avelut gemura. Because he's only limited. He's only chayev in limited avelus. But if he has avelus gemura, then he's chayev in this pe'ula. Even in kfiyas hamita. ובאבלות דוד על אבנר, האם נתבר שהייתה אבלות בלתי מוגבלת? This is unlimited avelus, that's why David even went out after the mita. And also when he was Yishkav Arza, that's avelus על מה שחושב דוד, שנהרגו כל בונוב. He thought that Avshalom had killed all of his sons. And this bitl malchus דוד. So now the king is shaykh to all dini avelus, it's not avelus על hedyot. He thought there was Bittul Malchus David here. And therefore there's going to be a Din Kfiyas Mita. Because this is Avelut Bilti Mugbelet. This is Avelut Gemura. And therefore there's going to be a Din of Kfiyas Hamita, which is only not done if it's Avelus, if it's limited Avelus. And this is unlimited. In Kfiyas Mita, we said if the avelus of the king is only in the palace, but Kfiyas Mita is a b'chol makom, and that's not shaykh to the king because the king has limited avelus. But now we have limited unlimited avelus. The mail of this kfiyas hamita shaykh to David HaMelech. V'zeh nidon ha-gemara b'moed katan. Ha-gemara mevi'a ra'aya mima shelo kafa David mitato v'ma shelo yashav aleh. We're bringing a ra'aya like Shitas HaRambam that in order to do prak kfiyas hamita you have to sit on it. And David didn't sit on the bed. Lama, mishum shenaktinan ka Yerushalmi, shemelech patur mikfiyas hamita. The Gemara is bringing a raya that a king is patur from kfiyas hamita, and that he lay on the ground is a milsi aserta. So we are wondering, how did David not do proper kfiyas hamita? Because the Babli sold him like the Yerushalmi, he didn't have to do kfiyas hamita. a melech is pater from kfiyas amita. And that he lay on the ground was a milsa yiselta. Because he had, in order to do the din of kfiyas amita, he had to lie on the bed. And he didn't lie in the bed, so why was he lying on the ground, taka? Because it's a milsa yiselta. He's doing something extra. So why don't we say that the kriya meumad shasa David gam ken eta milsi yiserta? That's the mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe it's extra the din meumad because it says vayishkav arzi, he lay on the ground, and that must have been extra. If he wasn't mekayim bezik kfiyas hamita, laying on the ground doesn't help you do kfiyas hamita. That doesn't count as kfiyas hamita. Kfiyas hamita is lying on a mita kfuya, and here he was nishkav arza, and he wasn't lying on the mita kfuya. He wasn't mekayim the kfiyas hamita. He wasn't chayv to mekayim kfiyas hamita. And the shchiva arza was a davar miyutam. I don't think he was mekayim with that kfiyas hamita. That's not kfiyas hamita. So it was extra. So to the kriya kriya meumad is also extra. It's also superfluous. It's also unnecessary. No. He was kaif mita, so he did sit on the bed. Mishum sheken nitchayev b'ze David ba'avelut zo, mela in raya she'asa David milta yetera. Because in this avelus, in this particular avelus, this avelus gemura. So here David HaMelech daft taka had to do kfiyas hamita, and it wasn't extra. And therefore the kriya of David was also meumad. Midina. And that is a milsa yiserta. He had to do it. So it emerges that adarava, divrei habavli matimim im divrei Yerushalmi. And that's why the Rach and the Ramah bring the Yerushalmi lahalacha. This is a yotzei min haklal. Usually the king isn't chayav in kfiyas hamita. But in this particular case, it was because this is Avelus built-in Mugbelus. Memela is also chayiv in this Peula, built-in Mugbelus of which isn't limited to a specific place of Kfiyas Hamita. This isn't Avela on a Hedjot. Normally a king isn't misabel, it's beneath his dignity. But not here, because here it's an avelus on Malchus Beis David, that's a big deal. So therefore this is an unlimited avelus. And that's why David was chayim kfiyas hamita, but normally he's not. And that's why the Havmi of the Gemara, he wasn't mekayim kfiyas hamita, and everything was fine. Because the king is in chayim kfiyas hamita. And kamash malan, and in this case he was. That's like the Yerushalmi, that a king is in Chayv and Kfiyas Hamita, and the Yerushalmi is the Halacha, it stems with the Bavli. And Rambam writes that a Melech is Chayv uchol divrei Avelus. Rambam is talking about maybe Hanhogas Avelus, but not Kfiyas Hamita. That's not a din Hanhoga. The Rambam is not talking about that. And Taka Melech is Patur Mizekim, if you're a Yerushalmi, ukidemuchach me'asugib and wait cut in Chafalif, like we prove. So the dvarim hayu niflay me'od, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And od le'elokai milin, like they say in this farm. There's still vos tzureden, ishadayin malo daber, ve'anachem od nirtze la'amshich b'pam haba'a, ve'lebe'er et hadvarim b'tuf tam v'das, u'b'nesikus be'ezrat Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Namish amazing. And we should see more and more neflos. Please, God. It'll be awesome. Okay. Shalom, shalom. Svidis and Mastalam. Lina, there will be Zachar to continue.